CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by J.J.B. Hilliard, W.L. Lyons, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
The following program is sponsored by Horn Marketing and Consulting.
It's time now for Sports Talk, and here's your Sports Talk host, Greg Horn, here on AM 1250 WLRT.
Good afternoon. Welcome in to 1250 Sports Talk. I am Action Jackson Reams, the usual co-host and producer, hosting for this week. Got another Reams edition of, or all Reams edition of the show today, but a little bit different than what we've been having. Got my brother Jennings Reams, who has been on the show before, back with me today. So he and I are going to bring you all of the news that we can find, because it is a slow sports day. And we'll also be joined by Rick Bozich of WDRB in Louisville in the second segment. He was at the Derby Classic over the weekend, so we can talk plenty about that. I also believe he was at the introduction of Archie Miller to Indiana, and I have a lot of questions about that and what Rick's thoughts will be, so stay tuned for that in our second segment. I want to thank CMI Human Resources for being our sponsor of the day today. They can help you out with any of your human resource needs. They're a consulting firm, and if you want to learn more about them, go to www.cmiconsulting.com, and we thank them for being our sponsor of the day. Like I said, not a ton of breaking news today, but Jennings, you did point out something to me right before we came on air. Everyone's favorite basketball player, Grayson Allen, is returning to Duke for his senior season. Any thoughts on that, great returning of a fantastic basketball player to Duke?
I actually heard that during his announcements, he tripped three people and smacked four others.
Ooh,
so,
look at you with the jokes. I see what you're bringing to the table here.
He's a great individual. I think everyone really likes him, especially everyone that's outside of Duke. I'm so glad he's back, and just can't wait for him to be back on the court.
Well, I'm speaking honestly now. I do like he's returning because I want to continue to see his antics. I don't think that kid can ever walk away from being the psychopath that he clearly appears to be. And so I'm going to have a lot of fun trying to watch and see what he does next. And at the college level, I'm going to have a lot easier of time paying attention to what happens because Duke is on TV a lot, just like Kentucky and North Carolina, some of your other blue bloods. So many opportunities for Grayson Allen to blow his lid. And I would also love to see what Coach K would then be forced to do if it happened again. So Grayson Allen returning. You still don't know about Frank Jackson, who was on that team last year, who kind of blossomed late for them. They also are going after a point guard, I believe, named Tremont Waters, who would be a big addition if they could get him on. But Duke, I'm sure, will be a good team again next year, and we'll have another year of people acting like Grayson Allen is going to mature and become a superstar, and I'm convinced that he will not do anything of the sort. So that's your breaking news for today. There is something that I'm very interested in tonight. There is a UK baseball game. The first of four top 10 games at home this week. And if you have nothing else going on right now, in just a little under 2 hours. UK baseball will take on U of L, number 10 Kentucky, number 2 Louisville, at Cliff Hagan Stadium at 7 p.m. And would encourage everyone to go check that out. 25-12 Kentucky, 31-4 Louisville. Louisville's beaten Kentucky 6 in a row in this series. And the Cats have played really good baseball up until this point, 16-2 at home. And I think getting a lot of interest back into a program that over the last few years people had been very uninterested in.
Yeah, definitely. I actually have wanted to get out to one of those games, so I'm thinking about going to this one. I'm amazed by what Coach Mingione, or however you say it, has done. He has the same team from last year, essentially, and is killing it compared to, I don't think they did that well last year. Those games are supposed to be a blast, and they're really trying to get students and everything to come out now, too. I actually saw a few places that are advertising that they're giving out certain things in the outfield and that right field area. I don't know what the, I think they have a name for it, but
you're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
It's nice to see baseball coming up here, just like it was when I went down to Ole Miss. Those games were almost as big as the football games. I don't think we'll ever get to that point, but it is nice to see that we have a program that people should start getting interested in and going to see the games. I've really enjoyed watching them on TV. And like I said, I need to get out there, but I don't know if I'm going to make it tonight or not.
Well, not sure what it's doing downtown, but out here in Versailles, we've seen a little bit of rain getting started. Hopefully just a small shower, and they can move on and have that game without any problems tonight. First matchup between these two teams was just 2 weeks ago, to the day, actually, on my birthday, back on April 4th. Louisville won that game 5-3 in Louisville, but it was a game where Kentucky was down 5-0 after the first three innings and held the Cards scoreless the rest of the game. Kentucky scored all three of their runs in the ninth inning and even stranded runners on first and third to end the game. So not like these two teams won't play close against each other. Louisville has won 6 in a row, but Kentucky has been extremely hard to beat at home, and this begins what is a huge week for Kentucky. Like I said, they start with number 2 Louisville tonight and then have a 3-game series over the weekend with number 8 LSU. And if they can come away, like Brian Milam told us yesterday on the show, with a 2-2 record or even 3-1, I think they would be sitting extremely pretty and continuing to work towards maybe even getting to host their own regional in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, you and I always love to go to those softball regionals, so I feel like it'd be just as fun for the baseball regionals. And like I was saying earlier, with those people trying to promote different things, it is a blue out tonight, so if you are going to make it out there, try to wear your blue. I don't think the weather should be that big of a problem, I would hope, but you never know here in Lexington. You just have to wait 5 minutes, and then it could change. So along with those stats that you were talking about, I'm just still amazed by the amount of talent that he has and has been using compared to last year. I don't understand how that works, how the other coach had Gary Henderson had the same players and they didn't do much, and then Mingione came in and coached like this.
I think it's a legitimate question, and luckily not one that you have to look at the wrong end of. You know, you're not looking at a team that was super successful last year, and this year they're terrible. It's the opposite. A team that just missed the NCAA tournament last year now has held a ranking throughout much of the season and continue to play really well. So we'll see if Nick Mingione can continue with this hot streak at home, winning 16 of his first 18, and he'll all get it started with that border rival or that in-state rival. And try to knock off the Cardinals for the first time in the last 6 tries for Kentucky. And that game, like I said, it'll pitch, first pitch, 7 p.m. Encourage you to go out, but if you can't, it'll be on the SEC Network, and you can tune in to watch that game. So we'll be able to talk about the result tomorrow and hopefully a Kentucky win. There was a bit of a controversy, specifically on Twitter today, when the UK football team announced that they had given out bowl rings to the team this morning. They showed pictures of the bowl rings. They were golden rings with a blue gem with a UK on it. On one side, it said Stoops and the Taxslayer Bowl. And on the other side, it said the Governor's Cup and showed a picture of the Governor's Cup. Two different controversies that I've heard from this. First of all, why commemorate a regular season loss or a regular season win? And second, why commemorate a bowl game that you lost? What were your thoughts on the bowl rings? Was it something that bothered you that they did?
No, not at all. Especially the bowl that we went to, the Taxslayer Bowl. It's a pretty prestigious one to go to. I do think it's a little weird that they got rings. I definitely have no problem with the Governor's Cup, but like I said, or like you said, it is the Taxslayer Bowl, and we did lose, and it wasn't that close either. So it kind of makes me, I mean, I'm happy for them, but at the same time, I would like us to, you know, maybe reach for something a little bigger.
Well, I've gone both ways on this, and I started off this morning when I saw it and kind of scoffed at those rings. But ever since, I've really warmed up to the idea. I think that that Governor's Cup win could end up being a program changer. It already has helped immensely on the recruiting trail, and now we'll see if they can carry that momentum into next season. And, you know, you beat a team with a Heisman Trophy winner on his home field his last game of the season. I think that's really impressive to do. As for the Taxslayer Bowl, I also agree with you. I think it's a pretty prestigious bowl. Kentucky may not have won, but they hadn't made it to a bowl game in like 5 or 6 years before that. So just finally getting there, I think, is the first accomplishment. And I don't think that by any means these bowl games or these bowl rings say that this is all we want. I think this is the beginning of what they want to do. And I think Mark Stoops and company will definitely hammer it home with their players that these rings are not because of how great you did. This is just how great you've started to do and maybe how good they can be in the future. So those are my thoughts on that interesting point today from the quote-unquote controversy on Twitter. We're going to take a break here. When we return, we'll have Rick Bozich of WDRB in Louisville. Going to talk the Derby Classic with him, Indiana's hire of Archie Miller, and plenty of Louisville and Kentucky stuff as well. We'll be right back after this on 1250 Sports Talk.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With three convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120. Or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
Nice shot, Jim.
Hey, thanks. You know, it's great to be out here and not at the shop.
Yeah, must be all that action coach business coaching.
Well, laugh if you want, but our revenues are up, and I'm working smarter on each of the 6 steps to a better business instead of harder, like some people I know.
I don't know what action coach can tell me about my business. We had a record year last year.
Hey, look, every great athlete has a coach, even the world's best golfer, who had a record year last year, too.
Good point.
Now, listen, I've learned more about business in the last 3 months from my action coach than I ever have. I've also learned something else.
Yeah, what's that?
The best tee times are during the middle of the week.
Your local action coach in Central Kentucky is Andrew Van Horn. Contact Andrew at 859-940-5517. That's Andrew Van Horn at 859-940-5517. You deserve to have your own coach, too. Call Action Coach Andrew Van Horn today.
BurgerFi, natural and proud of it. Our beef, it's beef. No hormones, no antibiotics, just 100% certified Angus. You know, the way nature intended. We really get cooking with other chef-driven favorites, made from scratch daily, like our crispy fries and double-battered onion rings, hand-cut and served with house-made sauces, fresh farm veggies and gourmet toppings, all with local craft beer and wine. But we don't stop at honest food. We're proud to commit to eco-friendly practices that improve every neighborhood we call home.
BurgerFi, 141 Rojay Drive, right next to Moe's and the Fayette Mall movie theaters.
Hi, I'm Greg Horn with Sports Talk. Are you a basketball junkie like I am and looking for a great place to watch college basketball? Look no further. Shamrock's Bar and Grill is the place to be to enjoy great food, and they've got lots of TVs to help you watch your favorite college basketball and NBA team. Locally owned, Shamrock's Bar and Grill has two locations, on Patchen Drive and in the Heartland Shopping Center. Hope to see you soon at Shamrock's Bar and Grill.
Now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back to 1250 Sports Talk. Action Jackson Reams here for your second segment. On the phone lines right now, we are joined by Rick Bozich from WDRB in Louisville. And before we get to local sports going on, I know you're a big-time baseball guy, so I see that your Chicago White Sox have started out 6-6 on the season. Looks like our guy Todd Frazier is really struggling. But overall, are you pleased with the start? Are you disappointed? What are your feelings on this start for your team?
6-6 is better than I thought. I think if you asked me at this point in the season, they'd probably be like 4-8. They lost to the Yankees last night, but they had won two series in a row before then. So considering it's a year where they traded away Chris Sale and Adam Eaton, if they can play 500 baseball this season, that's better than anybody projected. Because I think in some areas, the White Sox and the Padres and the Reds were the three teams projected to be the worst teams in baseball.
Yeah, so both the White Sox and the Reds so far having some success. Now, I think hard times are really about to come down on the Reds, but I've been enjoying their start up to this point. They start hosting the Orioles tonight, and I don't think that'll go very well with Bronson Arroyo, the 40-year-old, back out on the mound for his third start.
Yeah, the Orioles are pretty good. They got a lot of good veteran hitters like Chris Davis and Adam Jones and Machado and those guys. So in that ballpark, that might not end well, but baseball is such a long season, Jackson, that you got to enjoy the good moments when they come, because by the time June or July rolls around, your team could be out of the pennant race. So enjoy it now.
Absolutely. Well, let's move on. I saw that you were at the Derby Classic there up in the Louisville area this past weekend. Had all four Louisville recruits, I believe, were in that game. Kentucky's Shai Alexander was in that game, and Mark Smith, who Kentucky is going after, was also there, as well as Tavion Hollingsworth from Lexington. Sometimes an event that up to this point is kind of forgotten about after it had a very prestigious past, but were you pleased with the outcome of the overall All-Star game on Saturday, I believe, is when that game was?
Yeah, that's the best group of players they had in the game in a number of years. I mean, I think there were 13 top 60 players in the game, and the local guys are all going to be intriguing prospects. I really like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's going to Kentucky. When I first saw him on Thursday night at the opening workout, I was a little skeptical because it's unfair to judge anybody against De'Aaron Fox because he's so quick and so able to get to the rim. But he's a different kind of player. I think he's not going to be nearly as flashy, but he's just real solid. He didn't make any stupid plays. I think he's a really smart player. He's a very consistent shooter. I liked his shot. He's fundamentally sound guy. I think he'll be a nice player for Kentucky. I really do. I like the kid.
Well, that's one guy that I really wanted to go into because he's a guy who's often forgotten with this class and overlooked, but very clearly showed that he can play. Just wondering, do you think he can contribute for Kentucky right away, if for no other reason than the fact that, you know, they're not going to have many scholarship guards next year, and apparently he's quite a three-point shooter.
I haven't seen much of Quade Green, and I think he's the point guard that most people are talking about, and he was the one who got McDonald's All-American and Jordan Brand Classic and all that. I would expect he's probably a quicker, more dynamic athlete, but as you mentioned, with Briscoe and Fox and Monk all leaving, playing time's wide open in the backcourt, so at worst I see Gilgeous Alexander being the third guard, and I really enjoyed talking to him. He seems like a mature kid who will accept any role he gets and not be a powder. I wanted to put it, he's got positive body language in the All-Star game. I mean, he looked like a guy who wanted to get his teammates involved. He wanted to win, and his team did win, and he scored 29 points. He led his team in rebounds. He had assists. I think he'll be a plus at Kentucky. I don't have any doubt about that.
And then moving over to another really big-time performance from that game, the Louisville guard Darius Perry had a really big game. I believe he had 22 points, if I remember correctly, and a guy who it sounded like was quite the dynamic player out there.
He's good. What I liked about him is when we talked to him, he talked about how, you know, defense was his calling card. And I said, well, you know, people don't play defense in All-Star games, and he said, well, I am. And he did. And, you know, that was one of the weaknesses of Louisville's team last year, I thought, is when they didn't have a lot of depth at guard. Tony Hicks came on a little bit late, but when Quinn Snyder wasn't going well or when he got hurt, they didn't really have a guy to plug in there. And I see him being a guy who will be probably the backup to Snyder and to Donovan Mitchell, if Donovan Mitchell even comes back. He's a little bit, you know, he's undersized. He's probably only 6'2", and Gildas Alexander is 6'4", but decent shot. A little bit stronger physically than Gilgeous Alexander, but I think he'll be a solid 3 or 4 year player for Louisville.
And then Louisville had three other guys in that game, no one with huge stats, but did any of those three kind of stand out to you from what they were able to do in that game?
Not really. I mean, I was a little disappointed, actually, in Malik Williams. He's the highest-ranked player that Louisville recruited, and he's listed at 6'11". I'm not quite, you know, I'm 6'4 and a half myself, and I stood next to him. I wasn't quite sure he was 6'11", and he needs some work in the weight room in his upper body, and it seemed like what he mainly wanted to do was stand on the perimeter and shoot threes, which is fine if you make them. He didn't make them in the game. They have Lance Thomas, who is got a little bit more meat on the bones, but he's going to need some time developing his ball handling and shooting skills. I think he'll be a solid player at Louisville. And then Joseph Nora, we only saw him the last day because he played up in New York at the Jordan Brand game, the regional game, and it was hard to judge on him. He also is a little bit more physically mature, but with the backcourt talent that Louisville has back, and you know they've got Adele and Balding and Mahmood and Jalen Johnson, and there's one other guy I'm forgetting. It's going to be harder to get minutes in the front court for Louisville next year, so I don't see any of those guys being more than a 10 to 12 minute guy.
And then the last guy I want to focus on from that Derby Classic was Tavion Hollingsworth. He earned the MVP honors for his team after Alexander won MVP honors for the other team. And a guy who's headed to Western Kentucky. Sounded like from our Twitter page that Greg Horn really believed that that was another performance that showed he should have gotten an offer to Kentucky, but he did not, and he will be on his way to Bowling Green instead. It sounds like he's really going to be a solid player, or at least up to this point has shown no reason to think otherwise.
Yeah, I don't know about getting an offer to Kentucky, because when you look at the guards that John Calipari's got in there, a lot of them are one-and-done type guys at guard or two at the most, and I don't see him as a guy who's going to be in the NBA in a year or two, but he'll be a very good player at Western, and I think he'll help immediately, and by the time he's a sophomore, I think he'll be a starter. You see the reason that he was under-recruited, and that is he's a little bit shorter than some of the, you know, really top-of-the-line guards, and he doesn't weigh as much as some of these other guys, but he showed a very good ability to make threes and to make mid-range jumpers, and he's a driven kid. Eric Crawford and I talked to him on a week ago Thursday when they all arrived, and he's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because he felt like, you know, more schools should have recruited him and they didn't, and Kentucky is one of those schools on the list. But I don't second-guess John Calipari for that. I'm sure, you know, the guys that he has are the guys that are, you know, as they're starting Bledsoe all the way through Fox and Monk, they're guys who are ready to go and play a year or two and then go to the NBA.
Let's stay in basketball for a second. You cover Indiana as well, and they just had the new hiring of Dayton's coach, Archie Miller, who came in, and I believe he's shored up all of their recruits for next season, has already visited Romeo Langford, the really highly regarded guard from New Albany, just outside of Louisville. And I was wondering, I think I saw you were at the press conference, so what are your overall thoughts on that hire for Indiana?
I really like it. Yeah, I was at the press conference, and I went up like a week and a half later. Five of us went up and talked to him for about an hour. He's a really serious guy. You know, he's when he went into the press conference, it wasn't like he was trying to do a monologue. He was or entertain people or tell stories or anecdotes. I mean, he's a basketball guy. And if you know the story of the Miller family, their dad was a legendary high school coach in Pittsburgh with connections to John Calipari. John Calipari swears by John Miller, who's the father of Sean and Archie. Archie made his way up the ranks the hard way. I mean, he was a 5'10 or 5'11 point guard who played in the ACC and started at NC State and made a bunch of threes. And he worked for Greg's brother, Darren, at Western for a year. And he's also coached at NC State, Arizona, and Ohio State. So he knows and he learned that at Dayton, by going to the tournament the last 4 years at a mid-major, that's quite an achievement. And you always have with a guy when he moves up the next level is, you got to recruit different players than you recruited at Dayton. And once you, when you go into, you know, Indiana and you go into the Big Ten, you're theoretically recruiting against, you know, Michigan State, Ohio State, Kentucky, Louisville. You know, last year UCLA came Indiana and got a guy into Indiana and got a guy. Can you recruit those guys? So to me, the most impressive thing Archie Miller's done so far is he's hired a veteran staff. He's got two former John Calipari guys, Ed Schilling, who was a very good high school coach in Indianapolis and just came from Alford staff in UCLA, and Bruiser Flint, who was with Cal at UMass and then was at Drexel, and then the third guy is a Dayton guy. So everything that Archie Miller's done so far, I think I would give him an A on. But you know how it works. Everybody is going to love him until he loses his first in-state recruit to another program.
Absolutely. He's got lots on the recruiting trail. And then, of course, getting out on the basketball court will have a lot to do with it as well. You had both of the state, big-time state programs in our area with the on football having their spring games over the weekend. Kentucky had a pretty decent attendance at theirs, and it was televised on SEC Network. Something I found interesting was that Louisville's was not allowed to be televised, couldn't even show highlights. I thought an interesting thing for a game that most people just kind of throw away without much regard to it. Did you hear what the reasoning was that Petrino and staff didn't want that game to be videotaped?
Yeah, they took their own videotape and they sent out edited versions of what happened, and most of them didn't have the staffs involved. I think it's ridiculous. You know, many other programs had their whole spring game on television. I guess they don't want it. People to know their formations, don't want to know their blocking schemes, don't want them to know whatever else they feel like teams can learn from watching videotape. But the reason was they didn't want that stuff out there, and they didn't want the video distributed to other people. So, and I think there's a little bit of sensitivity because the first game now, well, it's always been against Purdue, but the whole narrative of that game changed back in December when Purdue hired Jeff Brohm, who's a former U of L player and coach, as the head coach. So that sort of changes the whole dynamic of that game. That doesn't make it right. I think that, you know, it's better to let people see it. This still is entertainment. It still is football, and fans, I think, want to see their team. But I ran a poll on my column Monday about it, and I think it's running out like 45% of people that voted, which I would take to be mainly Louisville fans, so they were fine with having no videotapes of the game. So It's just part of the world we live in where everybody's afraid that somebody else is going to get an edge from seeing something on video.
I saw another poll that was up on Twitter that had to do with Louisville football when Paul Feinbaum put up a poll and said, would you want Lamar Jackson on your team, on your, you know, your college team? Former Heisman winner, still has lots of abilities and everything that he's got going on. Seemed very strange to me that the poll was about 50-50. So I was wondering what your thoughts were. I think you polled some of the people in your area as well. So what was the general thought on where in the world that poll even came from?
I didn't understand that. I'm not a regular listener to Feinbaum. I guess it was sort of a saying that Lamar Jackson didn't finish last season strong, and he had some issues with fumbling, and you know, his passing percentage was under 60%, so maybe saying he didn't really fit on all programs. If you wanted a more traditional drop back passer, that you would want to go with a different guy. But you know, a guy that accounted for 51 touchdowns last year and is a threat to take it 30, 40, 50, 80 yards anytime he touches the ball, he can play on my team pretty much any time.
Yeah, I don't think there would be many coaches out there who would not be interested in having the Heisman Trophy winner on their team. But it was very interesting and something that I thought definitely needed to be asked. Rick, we really appreciate you taking the time with us today. One last question here in just about an hour and a half. You have the second of the two games where Louisville and Kentucky will face off in baseball. Louisville has been just really good all year long. I believe only four losses on the entire season. Kentucky has been very surprisingly good and has themselves in the top 15 or so of most polls. And these two teams played to a 5-3 game back in April. Louisville's won six in a row. Do you think the Cats can finally break the streak tonight?
Well, that's always tough. Midweek games, you know, the pitching is so different than it is on the weekend. You're not going against the team's top pitchers, but these teams will probably put a bullpen together night together where they both want to win. They both realize it's important for RPI and, you know, being a host for not only a regional but for a super regional. Sure, Kentucky can win. Baseball is such a strange sport, as we talked about coming into this, you know, with the White Sox and the Reds overachieving. If you pitch, you can win. But I think we're just blessed to have two programs that are having those good of years in college baseball. The dynamic about college baseball in this area has really changed over the last decade, where, you know, 10 or 15 years ago, college baseball was a bit of an afterthought, and now it's something that people really like and follow, and Louisville's a legit number two in the country behind Oregon State. And as you mentioned, Kentucky's, haven't they won four or five series in the SEC, which nobody was projecting, and they got some really good players. So, you know, if I was in Lexington, I'd go out and watch that game and really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think it should be a fun one. Starts at 7 p.m., and for those who are listening that can't make it out there, it's also on the SEC Network as well. Well, Rick, really appreciate your time. Thanks for coming on with me even when Greg Horn is out, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks for having me, Jackson.
All right, that was Rick Bozich with WDRB in Louisville. Plenty to talk about with him today. We're going to take a break here, and when we return, Jennings and I will go back to talking about some of the regional sports going on. And in that last segment, you're definitely going to want to listen, because I'm going to make him listen to me talk about the NBA playoffs and the NHL playoffs, and he's not going to be happy about any of that. We'll be right back with our third segment here on 1250 Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.
Did you know that Asbury University offers online degrees? We know that today's professionals are really busy and don't have time to drive every week to attend classes on campus. So we've made it easy for you to get your degree by going online and taking your classes. If you'd like to finish a degree with classes that fit your schedule, email Josh. You'll probably want to meet with you for coffee at josh@asbury.edu.
Congratulations to McGee's Bakery celebrating their 60th anniversary. Family owned since 1956, everyone knows that McGee's Bakery is a great place to start your day. However, did you know that McGee's also serves lunch? You can enjoy great sandwiches and homemade soups. Also, for the heartier appetite, enjoy one of McGee's delicious burgers. Schedule your next lunch meeting at McGee's, located on the corner of South Ashland and Main Street. Make sure to tell them you heard about them on 1250 Sports Talk.
Hi, I'm Chris Lee with the Kessinger Lee Financial Group. When you're looking to build a financial legacy after years of hard work, you need a financial partner that will do more than just buy and sell stocks and bonds. At the Kessinger Lee Financial Group of Hilliard Lyons, we build comprehensive wealth management plans for our clients. Whether you need to save for your child's education or build and preserve wealth for retirement, we help our clients with all aspects of their financial lives. Visit us today online at KessingerLeeGroup.com or call us at 859-219-4260 to talk with our team of experienced consultants. Let us help you move forward with financial confidence at the Kessinger Lee Group.
Securities offered by JJB Hilliard, WL Lyons, LLC member NYSE, FINRA, and SIPC.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, our third segment of the day. Looks like the rain has ceased out here in Versailles, so hopefully that means good things for the UK U of L baseball game going on tonight, that top 10 matchup. I want to thank CMI Human Resources for being our sponsor of the day today. They can help out your company with any resource, human resource needs you may have. They're a consulting firm. And if you want to find out more about them, go to www.cmiconsulting.com. And we want to thank them for being our sponsor of the day. Action Jackson Reams here with my brother Rick. His name is Jennings Reams. I'm used to saying Rick Reams, who is my dad, but he is not here today. So it's the two Reams brothers instead. We've covered a lot of different topics today, talked plenty of different things with Rick Bozich of WDRB in Louisville. Our last segment, he was live at that Derby Classic. So if you want to hear all about Shai Alexander and some of the other guys who were there, make sure you listen to that podcast. I'll have it up about 10 or 15 minutes after the show today. And it's always a great segment when Rick Bozich comes on, but really enjoyed that one last segment. Right now, I found this really fascinating. Yesterday, college football analyst Kevin McGuire, who I don't think most people know who that is. I don't know who that is. But regardless, he's got that little check mark on Twitter. So he's verified and apparently important. He tweeted out that Kentucky, quote unquote, sold, I think the better word is distributed, the eighth most tickets for their spring game in the entire nation, coming in. Number seven was Oklahoma with 43,700, Kentucky with 37,000 and just over 100, and in ninth place, Florida State, a regular top 10 team, 26,649. Now, some of the other teams above Kentucky are far and away blowing them out of the water, but I was really impressed that they are on the same list for most spring game tickets with Ohio State, Clemson, the defending national champion, Auburn, Michigan, Florida, Oklahoma, Florida State. It's interesting to me because I still think that game was boring. I still don't think that crowd was great, but clearly it shows that there is a considerable interest in football in our area.
Yeah, but I also heard that that's very loosely that we sold, quote-unquote, that many tickets. I heard that the turnout was not that great, and really, like you said, those games are super boring. I'd really enjoy if they did something to just make it a little more exciting. I don't know. Throw Sunday Best out there or something. Let Sunday Best do something. I'm sure they would come, or even that guy that always plays at Tin Roof.
And for anyone who doesn't know, Sunday Best is a band. So, you know, concerts or some kind of gimmicks. Now, I did see a gimmick gone wrong. Missouri's spring game, they brought a fan out of the crowd to come down and race one of their wide receivers in like a 40 or something, and the fan beat their wide receiver. So they look a little stupid for that. You may not want to have anything going on like that, but I do agree. I think that they should definitely look into some ways to make it more interesting. The first step, I think, was the Friday night game. I thought that was really cool. But I still think there are plenty more steps to make that more interesting for fans and make people want to come out and make sure that they see it.
Definitely. I'm a big football guy. I would have gone if I wasn't in Florida. But it is interesting that we had that many people come out. I'm just hoping that the season goes really well also, so we can have another big year next year at the spring game. Maybe they can make it something more fun. I feel like UK is pretty good at that usually, to try to figure out ways to get the fans to come out.
And that'll be something that they'll definitely be considering for the future. And like you said, hopefully after yet another successful season next year. A couple of other football notes I want to mention before we get out of this segment. Four-star quarterback Jaren Williams told Justin Roiland of Rivals, a regular guest here on 1250 Sports Talk, that he is leaning towards not attending summer camps at other schools. This is a guy that has picked up, I believe, 8 other SEC offers since he committed to Kentucky. Alabama just recently offered him. He has Florida, Florida State. Both have offered this guy. And if Kentucky is going to hold on to this kid, I think it's a really good, you know, hopeful preview of him sticking with the program, that he is leaning towards not going to other summer camps at other schools and trying to work and show everyone else how good he is.
Definitely. I honestly have no clue about this guy, well, so I don't have much to mention, but it is interesting that Alabama and all those places have offered him. In football, it kind of makes me nervous when someone signs, or doesn't sign, but commits that early, just because, I mean, they flip-flop constantly. And I was listening to something a little while ago, and Mark Stoops was saying that they don't even take it personally now when someone flip-flops or whatever, because while that person may leave them, they may get someone else to flip-flop too. So it is reassuring that he's not going to any, or leaning towards not attending any other summer camps. But it's still nerve-wracking that he can just go ahead and decide to go somewhere else.
Well, he's a 2018 quarterback from the state of Georgia. He, like I said, has blown up recently. He's a guy that kind of offers a dual threat ability. But a guy I saw at the spring game who I thought didn't look quite like the super athlete I was thinking he was going to look like. Maybe he looked a little pudgy to me. But, you know, you can bring him into campus and get him fit. And apparently lots of teams are seeing something. So that's a guy that's very important for the Cats to hold on to.
Yeah, we have one of the best strength programs here at Kentucky. So I think that if he was looking a little pudgy, I think that they would be able to whip him into shape real fast. I have a lot of friends who have interned in the nutrition department, and they have some pretty funny stories about let's say, Matt Elam, maybe. He may have had a little eating disorder problem, but I think that if he comes here, he will not be pudgy anymore.
Yeah, probably not. And I'm sure that it's all that raw talent that people are looking at anyway. So a guy hopefully Kentucky can hold on to. Before the break, just worth mentioning, Patrick Toles worked out as a tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals today in an open tryout. Not sure he's going to make it, but let's see if the guy might be able to make the NFL. We'll be right back. Our last segment coming up, they announced new NCAA tournament locations, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and more right here on 1250 Sports Talk, AM 1250 WLRT.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Flowers are the perfect present for any special occasion. Birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations of life. Creations by Karen wants to help you find the most beautiful bouquets and flower arrangements. Pick up your own at Creations by Karen's convenient location in Zandale Shopping Center off of Nicholasville Road. You could also call 859-277-6166 or check them out online at creationsbykaren.net. Make sure next time you let Creations by Karen help you pick out the perfect present to make a lasting memory.
Do you dread going to the dentist? I did until I found Beaumont Family Dentistry. With 3 convenient locations in Hamburg, Leestown Road, and the Beaumont area, they can take care of all your dental needs at Beaumont Family Dentistry. This month, if you schedule your new patient cleaning appointment, you will receive a free take-home whitening kit at your initial visit. So call Beaumont Family Dentistry today at 223-2120 or check them out online at BeaumontFamilyDentistry.com.
And now back to Sports Talk with Greg Horn on AM 1250 WLRT.
Welcome back into Sports Talk, last segment of the day. Action Jackson Reams here with my brother Jennings Reams. Want to thank CMI Resources, Human Resources, for being our sponsor of the day. Check them out online, www.cmiconsulting.com, for any of your human resources needs at your work. So far, talked a lot of different things throughout the show. I'm sorry that I continue to go to that as what I'm starting these segments with. But one thing that came out today that is worth mentioning, the NCAA released the tournament locations for the next 5 years. And there are a couple of ones close by that Kentucky will likely be in starting in 2019 when Louisville will host a regional, which keep in mind regionals include the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight. Indianapolis will also host a regional in 2020, and then Cincinnati will host a first and second round in 2022. They did announce that Rupp Arena will host a first and second round in 2021, but the Cats will not be able to play there. I've always really wanted to go to a UK tournament game, specifically either a Sweet 16 or Elite 8 game. Missed out on an opportunity this past year in Memphis when all of my buddies flamed out on me because they're all a bunch of broke losers. But it's really encouraging to continue to see these close by and gives me hope that sometime in the future I can pull off that feat.
Yeah, it would be pretty fun to go to one of those games. I usually enjoy, you know, just being around in the environment. We travel so well, and usually the crowd that goes to those games really, really wants to be there compared to those who are just at the, who has season tickets at the regular games at UK. So, it is very exciting to see that it's closer and that we could possibly go and, check it out. But like you said, it does cost a little bit of money, and I'm pretty broke. So
well, hopefully by 2019, you can have that figured out a little bit. Also, a reminder to Big Blue Nation out there, you can't complain about the Carolina schools playing in Carolina all the time because the NCAA tournament is so much focused on geography these days that Kentucky's also getting to play a lot of different games very close by, and it looks like that will continue in the future. Now for these last 6 minutes is where you get to listen to what is going to interest you the least out of the entire show here.
Wait. I care about the NHL playoffs. I watched it last night. I watched the Preds game.
Well, that's the league I was going to start with. I don't care about the NHL for the most part, but there is one team close by that I at least pay attention to what they're doing when it comes playoff time.
Two teams.
And yeah, but there's only one team I pay attention to what they're doing in the playoffs. I know Columbus has a team. I don't care about Columbus. The Nashville Predators, though, have really shocked the NHL world because they are facing the number one seed Chicago Blackhawks, who I feel like win a championship like every other year. I mean, they're always winning championships. The Predators have now gone to Chicago twice last weekend and shut out the Blackhawks in back-to-back games to take a 2-0 win lead. And then last night won in overtime in Nashville. Predators now with a 3-0 lead on the Patriots of hockey, the Chicago Blackhawks. And something I think that's worth noting, even if you don't care about the NHL playoffs, because they are so close by.
Definitely. It was a very interesting game last night because the Blackhawks came out and scored two goals. I think they were the first one was maybe in the first quarter, the second one or
period.
First period, and then the second one came in the second period. And so I thought that the game was over, and not going to lie, I turned it off because the Preds were not looking that good. But I was very surprised when I woke up this morning to see that we did win. And just hockey in general is something different, which is nice to see. I'm not the biggest hockey fan, but I...
But you did just include yourself as we when talking about the Predators winning last night.
Yeah, see, the funny thing about that is, too, I also claim Columbus. So I just go with anyone that's close. It's just like how everyone that lives in Lexington is a Reds fan, pretty much, just because they're the closest team by. So...
Well, I've paid attention to the playoffs, specifically the overtime games. I turned on just that overtime period last night between the Predators and the Blackhawks. But this could be, I mean, just a monumental upset. It could also be a monumental story if the Blackhawks could somehow come back. But we're not hoping for anything like that to happen. And that series should continue, I would guess, tomorrow. But I couldn't tell you that for sure because I don't pay that much attention. I've also watched a lot of NBA playoff games so far. That is the one time of year I like to pay attention to the NBA. You asked me why I've been watching the playoffs, and so far it's been because they've had some interesting games. The Utah Jazz went to LA and defeated the Clippers 97-95. I hate the Clippers, so I was really interested in that. John Wall's Wizards won 114-107, and Wall had 32 points and 14 assists. So there's a Kentucky guy that it's fun to watch. And I enjoy watching the Warriors. They won 121-109. The Boston Celtics, though, was probably most interesting to me. Just tragedy struck when their superstar, Isaiah Thomas's sister, died in, I believe it was on Saturday, in a car crash. He played on Sunday. The one seed Celtics lose at home to the Bulls, 106-102, and now tonight have to go out and try to see if they can win that second game. Does the storyline with Isaiah Thomas not even interest you enough to turn on that game?
No, I'm still not going to turn that on, but I did watch it, that one, the game on Sunday. I watched a little bit of it with you, and I was definitely rooting for him to win, and sadly they didn't, but it was a cool slash kind of sad thing to see his teammates being so good to him while he's grieving, and so that was really cool to see. Like I said, I don't really know if you can say it's cool to see, but it's really interesting to see. I just can't bring myself to watch an NBA game. I have ADHD, and I cannot pay attention because they got so much stuff going on. They have music going on, the game's going on. I don't know what to do, and so I just kind of freak out and get disinterested.
Well, I think a lot of the regular season is uninteresting to me because no one seems to care. But once it comes playoff time, all of these teams really seem interested, and so that interests me. A couple of games that will have cats in them tonight. Actually, every game tonight has a former Kentucky player in it. The Milwaukee Bucks will be at the Toronto Raptors again at 7 p.m. on NBA TV. The Bucks with a 1-0 series lead over the Raptors. Patrick Patterson on Toronto, along with Coach Sean Casey, Dwayne Casey, who used to coach here at Kentucky. Then the Bulls-Celtics on TNT at 8 p.m., Rajon Rondo on the Bulls, James Young on the Celtics, and finally at 10:30 on TNT, Trey Lyles and the Jazz, along with Lexington native Shelvin Mack, will try to go up 2-0 on the L.A. Clippers. Like I said, 10:30 p.m. on TNT if you're looking for something to watch. You got just about an hour left until the top 10 matchup between Kentucky and Louisville. The sun is starting to shine out here in Versailles, which means it should be shining down there in Lexington by the time first pitch comes around at 7 o'clock. If you can't be there, though, check it out on the SEC Network. We'll come back with you tomorrow. Myself, Action Jackson Reams. I'll have my dad, Rick Reams, back with me. And it'll be a Wildcat Wednesday with your guest still to be decided. So we'll let you know, but join us here again tomorrow, 5 o'clock, right here on Sports Talk on AM 1250 WLRT.